want to talk to you guys tonight a little bit about the breath of God. But before we actually get into that, you know how Dad talks about sometimes we can change the atmosphere that we're in of the situation by speaking the name of Jesus? Did you know that you can also change your mindset by what you're putting into it?
Yes.
You can shift your mindset. It's easy to walk into the church sometimes with distractions of life.
Right.
Or you might just be sitting there and your stomach might start growling. You might be thinking about what you're going to have for lunch or what you're going to have for supper. Or you might be thinking about what's going on at work this week or a bill that's got to be paid. It's easy for our mind to become distracted by the things of life. Am I right? So before we get started tonight, I want to help put our mind in the right position to receive what God has for us tonight. So Mr. Bobby, if you can hit play on that song, I want you guys just to take a few minutes, listen to this song, and worship the Lord right now, because we're going to listen and talk about how good God really is.
Yeah.
Share this message tonight, because when we get our mind in the right position, we're positioned to receive what God has for us. We're in a stance of listening, and we're able to accept what He's giving. You've got to prepare yourself, and that's what that song was helping us do tonight. So bow your head with me for just a minute. Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you that you're a good, good Father. Lord, that you have all of these promises for your children. Lord, I pray that you will give me your words to say tonight. Lord, that you will give everyone here eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive what you have for them tonight. Because, Father, you love us, your children, and you are so good to us, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want you to think for just a minute. You don't have to answer this out loud. So I'm not going to put you on the spot. You don't have to think real hard. But this has to be real for each individual personally. I can't do something for you. You can't do something for me. But I want you to think and answer this question for yourself. Has the goodness of God become real to you in your life? Has the goodness of God become real to you in your life? Or is it just still one of those stories that you read about in the Bible? Because that's what it is for a lot of people. It's just a story. The goodness of God has not become real to them. It has not become personal. You see, God is always communicating. He's always communicating. We're just not always listening. You know, it's kind of like husbands and wives. Pick on Curtis for just a minute. I know the fellas usually get the short end of the stick when it comes to that, because they're usually the ones that get accused of not listening most of the time. Curtis says, I'll be talking sometimes, and I'll tell him about something. He's like, you didn't tell me that. I'm like, yes, I did tell you that. And I explain it. He's like, well, I might remember that part. He's like, I just wasn't ready to listen right then. I'm like, okay. We don't need it to be that way with God. We need to be ready to listen to God all the time, because He's always trying to get things to us. He's always communicating with us. It's not an on-off switch with Him, or it shouldn't be. But with God, we have to train ourselves. We have to train ourselves to be ready to listen. Curtis will tell me sometimes, he's like, okay, I'm ready to listen now. When he says that, I know I can talk to him and he's going to be receptive to what I have to say. We have to train ourselves that way with God. We have to be ready to listen to what he has to say. So, turn with me to Job 33:4. Job 33:4. And this verse says, the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. We're talking about the breath of God here. It says, the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Job 33:4. Still trying to find the reference. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard that still small voice for yourself. For me, it oftentimes comes in the middle of the night or when I'm laying in bed, because I've quieted myself. And a few weeks ago, I was actually laying in bed. I'd just been praying in the Spirit and worshiping. And as I was laying there, I heard Him say, "Just breathe. Just breathe." And honestly, it kind of caught me a little off guard, and I was like, well, that's kind of a strange word. Like, I wasn't at a place where I was, like, you know, worked up or anything. I was in a good place, and I kept hearing the words, "Just breathe." And I thought it was strange in that moment, but you know, God knows exactly what we're going to need before we ever need it. He knows exactly what we need before we ever need it. Because He's a good, good Father. And He loves His children. So, I said, "I know that You're trying to speak something to me." And I said, "Holy Spirit, let me know what You're trying to say." And it was like He was just saying, "Breathe me. Breathe me." You see, God is good all the time. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what's happening to you or your family or what kind of situation you find yourself in. The truth is that God is still good. God is still good. But have you ever had things happen in your life that were completely out of your control in the natural? Maybe it felt like you just got sucker punched and the wind was knocked right out of you. You didn't know how to fix that situation. And it could be a situation that you couldn't fix. Not on your own or not in your own strength. You see, things like that happen to all of us in life. But have you ever also noticed that when you're struggling or dealing with something in particular or something difficult is going on, that it usually feels like there's one thing on top of another on top of another? It's not just one thing that happens. It's again and again and again, and you don't feel like you can catch your breath sometimes. And that's what the devil tries to do to us. He tries to distract us by the things in life so that we're not focusing on God and the answers that He's given to us. I'm going to kind of paint a picture for you. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen the movie Enough. Jennifer Lopez played in it, and it was about 20 years ago or so that it came out. It's been a long time. But I'm going to kind of give you a quick picture of it, because I feel like it paints a really good picture of what I'm trying to exemplify here. In that movie, she was a pretty waitress, didn't have a lot of money. She worked in a little diner, and one day, two guys actually, they were friends, but she didn't know it at the time. They played this scam on women, basically. One would be the bad guy, and then the other one would come in and be the good guy. So, you know, one's talking junk to her, and the other one comes in and, you know, punches him and gets him out of the picture and sweeps her off her feet, so to say. And she just thinks he is Prince Charming. He looks nice. He has lots of money. She, in her mind, is living the dream. I mean, life couldn't be more perfect. And it goes on like that for a little while. And then they get married. And they have a child. And she starts to find out how he really is. And come to find out, he beats her. Matter of fact, he even tried to kill her. And it gets so bad that she's had enough. She's had enough. She can't do this anymore. Have you ever been in that place in your life where you can't do this anymore? You have had enough. Well, she gets to that place, But he's done everything he can around her to prevent her from being able to escape. He blocked all the money. She couldn't get any money from the ATM. Finally, one night, she does escape. It's a long process. But she gets a little bit of help, and she gets out. She has to wake her daughter up so that the daughter can see what the daddy's doing in order to even get out of the house. And she gets out. But no matter what she does, she changes her name, and they go in hiding, and they move to another state. But no matter what happens, he still comes after her. Over and over again, he won't let up. And she finally reaches the point. She knows that this is not going to change unless something happens. He's going to, for the rest of her life, be after her. And she goes, she meets a man that works in a gym, and she starts learning self-defense techniques and how to fight and how to protect herself. And she's gone through all these months worth of training, and she gets to the point, like, she thinks she's like, I can handle it if he comes against me now. That's what she's thinking in her mind. And he said, listen, he's bigger than you, and he's stronger than you. And he only has to land one punch to knock you out. And she's like, he's never going to get to that point. And the coach told her, he said, you have got to be prepared for anything. You've got to be prepared for anything. And so he told her, he said, lay down on the floor. Because he wouldn't have her to practice if she had gotten knocked down. He said, and just as sure, you can be sure that if he knocks you down, he's coward enough that he's going to come and he's going to stand over top of you. Because he's going to think that he's won. You see, that's how the devil is in our life. And he thought he had won. And in that moment, she pulled from the reserves of strength inside of her, and she fought back. And the coach had told her, once you start attacking, don't stop. When you start, don't stop. And we have to be that way with the devil. When he comes at us, when we attack back, don't stop. You can't just do a little bit here and a little bit there and think that you've won this battle. God has already, you have won, but you still have to fight the fight of faith in order to accomplish what you have to accomplish. Because the devil will do everything in his power to deceive you. And at first, he's going to dangle things in front of you that seem good. The devil's very deceptive. But you can guarantee that when he attacks you, that he's going to try to kick you when you are already down. He will try to kick you when you're already down. Because that's the way he is. John 10:10 tells us, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You see, there's two parts to that verse. We can't just take one without the other. We know that those attacks in life are going to come. He's already told us that. As long as you're a Christian, the devil is trying to take you out. He's trying to take your family out and everybody around you. But Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundant. You can live an abundant life in Him. God wants us, His children, to live an abundant life. But if we don't know who we are or how to walk in that, we won't know how to fight when those attacks come. Because we're all going to face attacks in life. And when I first heard those words, just breathe, in my mind I was thinking, that's what they say to people, you know, like, when they're having a panic attack or they're upset about something and they're trying to get them to calm down. Keep in mind your tone when you tell somebody just to breathe. But when he spoke those words, it was a just breathe. Not like, you need to take a breath. There's a total difference in that. And I wasn't dealing with anything at the time, like I said. And when I asked the Holy Spirit, He said, breathe me. Breathe me. And I had only heard just those two words. Just breathe. That's all. That's the only words that I heard. But that's what I felt like the Holy Spirit was encouraging me to do. To breathe in the breath of God. So I just laid there in bed. And I breathed deeply in and out for a few minutes. I want you guys to try it with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. Do it again. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. You see, in the natural, it has a relaxing, calming effect when we do that, right? It has a natural, relaxing, calming effect. But when you add the spiritual aspect to it, it changes everything. Because it's not just natural anymore. I want you to think, when God created man, he breathed life into him. So the breath that you're breathing, think of that you're breathing the breath of God. You're breathing the breath of God. And after that night, I began studying more on the breath of God because I knew there was more that he was trying to show me in that. You know, that's kind of how Revelation works. It builds. It's just like we go from glory to glory. He'll give you something. And the more you meditate on that, he'll give you more to build upon it. And that'll take you to the next step. And the next step. And the next step to where you need to go. You just have to be listening to what he's telling you. And you keep building on that revelation that you receive. And that's how you grow in God. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to grow in him. So as I begin studying more and more on that, I delved into the word. Because in the Bible he says, he tells us in his word, to seek me and you will find me. Seek me and you will find me. Have any of you guys ever done one of those little word search puzzles? You know, the little books and, well, guess what? I did a different kind of word search. And what I did was I began to search the word for what he was trying to give to me. And as I began to search the word, because he says, seek me and you will find me. And he's in his word. And I'm going to prove that right now. Turn to John 1:1. John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, God cannot be separated from his word. He cannot be separated from his word. So if you truly believe in God, you're going to believe what his word says. And if you can't believe what his word says, you do not truly believe in God. And that's a bold statement. But he tells us in his word that the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So they cannot be separated. That's why God's Word is so important to us. That is God speaking to us. Turn with me to Psalms 33:6. Psalms 33:6. I'm actually going to read this verse in two different translations. First, the King James Version says, by the Word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. And then the God's Word translation reads it like this. It says, the heavens were made by the Lord's word, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. I was reading that. I kind of got this picture. Have you guys ever seen any of those images of the little fairies and they have pixie dust or magic dust? Well, that's what came to mind when I see this. Now, I know God is bigger than that. He doesn't work through magic, okay? But picture with me a minute here. I pictured, you know, God. He just spoke the heavens into existence. And then he's standing there and he goes, and the stars go everywhere. And guess what? His breath is life. So those stars begin to sparkle and come to life. And that's what I pictured. They were just floating everywhere. It was beautiful. Because the breath of God brings life. The breath of God brings life. And it says the stars, they came about by the breath of his mouth. That's what the word says. You see, we're told in Proverbs that God's words are life to all who find them. That's what his word says. They are life to all who find them. And God cannot be separated from his word. It's life to us. And then the third verse I referenced was 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And it reads like this. I'm going to also read this one in two translations. But the King James Version says, all scripture, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see, God wants you to have everything that you need to live the life that he's called you to live. He doesn't want you to lack for anything. And you know how you get that? You get that from the Word of God. Because that's what it tells us. All scripture. Scripture has been given to us by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Passion Translation reads it like this, and I really love how it puts it. So listen to this. It says, every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit. Every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. The Holy Spirit, the breath of God. Every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper into the path of godliness. Then you will be God's servant, fully mature and perfectly prepared to fulfill any assignment that he gives you. You see, God's word instructs, it corrects, it empowers and strengthens, and it leads us closer to God. God's word does all of these things for us because the Holy Spirit is the breath of God. He is the breath of God. And every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit. Every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit. So the Bible is the living, breathing Word of God. The Bible is the living, breathing Word of God. It's just not some book in a library. The Word of God is alive. Because the Holy Spirit is the breath of God. And he spoke these words out. You see, God just doesn't want me to have my natural breath. He doesn't just want me to have my natural breath. He wants me to have his breath. God wants you to have his breath. You want me to tell you why? Because when we say what God says, we are automatically breathing life into our situations.
Amen.
I'm going to repeat that. When we say what God says, we are automatically breathing life into our situations. I tell you, when I got that, I got excited. I'm like, hallelujah. Because God's trying to tell us something. He's trying to help us get a hold of the things that he has for us. He doesn't want to leave you broken and disgusted. He wants you to live an abundant life. And when I caught a hold of that, I thought about the story in Ezekiel. Now, I'm not going to read all these verses, but if you want to write it down for reference and go back, it's Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 10. And I'm just going to pull a little part out of this. But the Lord said, prophesy to these dry bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. Now, I don't care what it is that you're going through. We all deal with stuff. As a matter of fact, you might feel like you're in that position where the devil's standing over top of you and he's about to crush you and you don't know what else you're going to do. You might be in that place. You may have been there for a long time. I don't know. But I don't care what it is that you're going through. Nothing is too big for God. Amen. Nothing is too big for God. And you need to get a hold of this. Because if the word of the Lord can be spoken to dry bones and they come to life, don't you think that the word of the Lord is enough to handle whatever it is that you're going through?
Amen.
If he can speak to dry bones and say, hear the word of the Lord, and they come to life, don't you doubt for a minute that if you believe and speak the word of the Lord, that whatever your situation is, I don't care how dead it is or how broken you feel, when you speak God's word, it has to come to life.
Amen.
You have that authority. It has been given to you as a child of God. But have you ever thought about it that way? I can't say, I mean, I knew about speaking, but I can't say I had ever thought about it in that way until I got that revelation about when we speak what God says, that we automatically breathe life into our situation. And instantly I was taken to that scripture about the dry bones. I'd never thought about it that way. But he specifically said, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. So when you speak to your situation, you need to tell it, hear the word of the Lord. This is what God says about my situation. It doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I think. It only matters what God says about it. And this is what he says. So when you speak that out, you believe it. And those dry bones have to come to life. Because that's a promise that God has given us. You know, Dad shared at the beginning of this year that this was going to be, 2024 was going to be the year of the Holy Spirit. 2024 was going to be the year of the Holy Spirit. And God is wanting to take us higher in him. He wants to take us to new levels. But that requires discipline. It requires more time with him. It requires more time in the word. It requires more time in prayer. just go to your job and do absolutely nothing and expect something. You've got to work for what you're trying to achieve. If we want more from God, He's going to expect more of us. And I know that God is doing things in my life. I know He's called me for a purpose and He has plans for me. But guess what? It's not just for me. It's time for all of His children to rise up. That's something He's been speaking to me for a number of years now. Rise up. Rise up. He has things that He has called for us to do in these last days, and we're living in the last days. And some of the things that we're going to see and go through, you need God on your side. Now, you don't just need Him. You have to have Him. You're not going to make it without Him. You have to be so rooted and grounded in Him that when attacks of life come against you, they can't move you out of your place with Him. They can't move you out of your place with Him. And He spoke this to me. He said, different degrees require different things. I don't know what God has called you to do. That's between you and Him. But spend some time with Him. Seek after Him. Because He wants to use you right where you're at. And He wants to use you to help other people. Because life isn't all about you. It's not all about me. He needs us to reach a lost and dying world. They need to know about Jesus. They need to know what Jesus has done for them. They need to experience a good, good Father for themselves. Because I'm telling you, there are very few people in the world today who have. You see, if you want Him to be prevalent in your life, you've got to learn how to listen. You've got to learn how to listen. And it's like the word says, it says, be still and know. You've got to learn to quiet yourself and your mind. Because your mind can run away with you really easily. And if you want to hear from God, you can't be listening to you. If you want to hear from God, you can't be listening to you. Because God doesn't speak through you. He speaks through the Spirit. Now, He may use you as a vessel. But when God is talking to you, He's speaking through the Spirit. So you've got to clear out all the distractions that you have going on. Whatever it may be, we all deal with distractions every day. They may be big, they may be small. But we have to clear our mind. We have to shut off the outside noise and shut out the inside noise so that we can hear what God is trying to say to us. So my challenge to you guys tonight, and to myself, because this is for all of us, is to seek God like you never have before and allow Him to breathe new life into you so that you are equipped to do everything that He has called you to do. So you're equipped to do everything that He has called you to do. Pray with me. Lord, I thank You for Your word. Lord, I thank You that You are the breath of life. Lord, that You're breathing into us, Lord. Help us to grab a hold of Your word, Lord, so that we can speak life and breath into our situations, so that we can live successful, a successful, perfect life, as Your word says. And I thank You for that. In Jesus' name, amen.